Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another terrifyingly wet episode of Canadian Politics is Boring.
I'm soaking. I don't know why you're terrifyingly wet.
I just saw you take a drink from the video.
Oh, my camera's on. I'm going to turn my camera off. Sorry, I thought I shut it off. Okay, cool. Welcome, everyone, to... I am Reese. This is Jesse. We are admin, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't see you, like, pouring the can over your head, which would have been terrifyingly wet. That was the first word to come out of my mouth. But hi, I'm just, Jesse. This is Reese. Say hello, Reese.
Admin. I mean, Reese. Hi. There we go. It's just the admin at the start. This is a podcast about and stuff. Anyway, we're on.
What is the podcast about again, Reese?
I don't know. Well, just listen and you'll find out. Give it a few minutes. We are on the third wave lockdown in Nova Scotia, so we're not recording in a room together, which is annoying.
Right, Reese just spent all this money. Locating to a smaller studio and then spent even more money making it so that he couldn't hear anything. He couldn't hear any echoes inside of his recording studios. And now we're recording independently in our own rooms.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I've got a really good story. So we moved into this new office and it's not smaller. It's bigger. We've got two podcast studios. One is the little studio, Studio 2 that I'm in. We got Studio 1. And I also...
That's what you named them?
Studio 1 and Studio 2.
Really? You've got a cardboard cutout of a 6.5 foot tall bear in your office and you call
Linda.
It studio? Yeah. You named the bear, but you didn't name your studios?
Well, it's easier, just the big one and the little one, 1 and 2. It's fine. I've got a great story though. So we've got this 6 foot cardboard cutout bear called Linda. And she's wonderful. And I thought, when I bought it, I was like, oh, I hope we never have anyone in the office who's been attacked by a bear, because that could be traumatic. Because, you know, but I thought there's zero chance of that ever happening. So when we were moving the stuff from the old office to the new office, one evening, me and my business partner, John, we did a late night furniture run and took a load of stuff up. I brought Linda up and I put her in one of the rooms. And then the next morning, one of the people working on the building, a guy called Derek, who's an electrician, came up to me and was like, I'm going to sue you. And he was joking. He wasn't actually going to take me to court. But he was like, I nearly had a heart attack when I came in because there was that bear. Because I got attacked by a grizzly. And he showed me his arm. And he's got a huge scar on his arm where the grizzly had bit him and threw him by the arm. And
oh, my God.
Through his arm. And so it turns out that, he was
the real life example of DiCaprio in The Revenant.
He was genuinely attacked by a grizzly. And what happened was the grizzly was just looking at him and he unzipped, or the Velcro on his bear spray is the thing that set the bear off. And he unloaded the whole can of it bear spray onto the grizzly and it just made it more angry. So,
Jesus Christ.
So on reflection, when I bought the bear, I was thinking, do I either get a cardboard bit cut out of a bear or a cardboard cut out of Justin Trudeau? Maybe I should have, but someone might have been attacped by Trudeau, so it could easiest happen.
I hear he does get very angry when maced, right?
Well, we've seen him win a fight anyway.
You should get a bow tie for your bear, Linda, and like a clown hat to make him seem less, her seem... Her.
Yeah,
it's a cardboard cutout. It's
Linda. She's, I mean, you know, she's good at admin. That's all I can say. It's just a cardboard cutout. There's one other thing before we go into the content. There's one thing I promised I would talk about on this episode, which I hope you don't mind. So right now, have you ever heard of the Highway of Tears?
Oh my God, Reese, you told me this was going to be a nice episode.
No, this isn't what the episode is about. This is an aside. So there's. There's an area...
I have not heard of the Highway of Tears.
It's a stretch of road in BC, Highway 16 in northwest BC, and a huge amount of missing Indigenous women and girls kind of have happened, they've gone, they've been basically abducted and vanished on that road. And it's just ridiculous. It's still even happening now. There's last couple of months, somebody had vanished, but there's a fundraiser called the Highway of Tears Commemoration and Healing Totem Pole Series. And they're trying to raise money to build these totem poles across the route to remember the people who have vanished there. And they've got a GoFundMe. So if you go to our Instagram page, there's a, and click on our link, it'll take you to our link tree where you can see the link to it. Or if you search Highway of Tears Sister Totem Poles on Google or GoFundMe, you can find it and donate, because they're trying to raise money to put these totems up there. And
well, that's really nice.
So I just wanted to put that in there if people don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all, Reese. I think that's lovely.
If you did mind, you'd sound horrible.
I would sound horrible.
I did kind of put you in a corner there. But anyway, so go and donate. If you have the money, not everybody has money right now. Everyone's having a hard time. But if you do have some money and you can spare some, it's trying to remember those women and girls who've vanished.
That sounds like a really worthy cause, honestly. Thanks for bringing that up.
Cool. Okay. So my next question is, how do you feel about O Canada, the national anthem of Canada?
I like it. It's catchy. You know,
I enjoy singing it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, you know, there was a Heritage Minute about it. I don't know a lot about it because it was only a minute long, but.
That's it. It's just a tease. That's what it is. I mean, yeah. I definitely would say is catchier than the Welsh anthem, unless you speak Welsh. I really like the Welsh anthem, but the Welsh anthem is sung in Welsh. So it's Hen Vlad Fy Nhadau is the Welsh anthem.
That's
so
catchy.
Yeah.
Can you sing it for me? Can you sing the Welsh anthem?
Oh, God. I got to stop bringing Welsh into this because I'm going to get my friend Owen. My friend Owen's going to send me an angry text message. So
sing it.
My Hen Vlad Fy Nhadau.
No, you got to sing it.
I'm not going to sing. My Hen Vlad Fy Nhadau, an oily me, glad by lach on torion, e wogion o vi, ai guru rvelwyn, glad gair i'r tramad, tros rydyd, go clasant, ai gwaed. That's the first verse.
Grin on my face right now.
Yeah, Reece. That's the first. Oh my God. That's the first verse.
That was amazing.
It's called Land of My. Welsh translate. Once you translate it, land of my fathers, or land of my love, dear mother of minstrels who kindle and move, and hero on hero who at honor's proud call for freedom their life bud let fall. So you know, once you translate it into a language you understand, it kind of. It makes sense, but it's always sang in Welsh, which I think is a good thing. But I think O Canada in the ranking of anthems is a good anthem. But do you don't know the full story of it?
No, I know that it was changed recently because as part of it was sexist or something like that. I didn't really get the full. I haven't had need to sing it in a very long time, so I didn't get the full news report on it.
Okay, so originally called Chant National. O Canada was first written for French Canada in 1880. So what happened was there was a lot of patriotic songs being sung, but they were all English Canadian songs. So God Save the Queen was kind of the official anthem because it was the British Empire. And the Maple Leaf Forever was another one. But a lot of French Canadians didn't like go, I can buy into this song. And, you know, they wanted their own Canadian song to sing when they were all drunk together, I guess.
So that in the Canadian Heritage Minute, everyone, like, they were all French.
Yeah.
But like speaking with thick French accents in English, which is kind of funny.
because they didn't invent subtitles till 2004, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
So there was Reverend Napoleon Caron from the Trois-Rivières Diocese. I think that was a French pronunciation. I'm going to give myself a 7.
Good job.
So there was he wrote a letter to the.
I've stopped judging you because we've got enough people judging you.
I just sang. I just massacred the. Yeah. I just massacred my own anthem. So you know, relax.
I think you did a great job. It sounded great.
Yeah, but you don't speak Welsh, so no, it's going to sound good to you. So the Reverend wrote a letter to the National Convention of French Canadians in Quebec City, and he wanted it to be a competition to basically determine a national song for French Canada during the Saint Jean Baptiste festivities. But there wasn't enough time for a competition. It was like a last minute. Hey, we should have a anthem writing contest and a giant floating blimp. And they were like, there's no time. We don't.
Why is there no time?
It was a last minute suggestion before the festivities, which happened in June. So maybe it was the late May and everyone was like,
oh, I see. Okay.
Reverend Caron, you're nuts. There's no time. No one can pull this off. So, they formed a committee to produce the song. And, Calais Lavallée, was the composer who was asked to write the song. And Lavallée made a number of the drafts before the song, as it's kind of known today, and got good feedback from his friends. And his friends gave him so much good feedback that he rushed to show the music to the lieutenant governor. And rumor has it, he didn't even stop to sign the manuscript before he did. What a dick. I always sign my manuscripts before delivering them to a lieutenant governor, don't you?
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he doesn't.
Exactly. Who has the audacity to show a lieutenant governor an unsigned manuscript?
What's his name again? Assface. Oh, God. That's his name. Yeah.
Calais Lavallée, I believe. And I'm just getting any non-English language.
We should
wrong.
Start a second podcast, which is Reese Butchers Other Languages.
That would go and including really well. His own language. Yeah. they then performed the anthem on June the 24th, 1880, at a banquet in Quebec, and it was seen as being massively successful, and it caught on like crazy. So much so that O Canada needed to have an English version for non-French speakers because it caught on so much. And this is kind of interesting. So you've got the French version and the English version go on these different paths. So the French version has been, I don't think it's completely unchanged, I think, from that original one. Whereas the English one has been revised and revised and revised.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
If you're a French Canadian, you sing in French. You're singing
the whole bunch of upset people because the song that they grew up with has been changed recently, but this is like the 14th revision throughout the years, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So the first English version, I think, was written by Thomas Bedford Richardson, and it was, "O Canada, our father's land of old, thy brow is crowned with leaves of red and gold. Beneath the shale of the Holy Cross, thy children own their birth. No stains thy glorious annals gloss."
Yep,
that's since valor shields thy hearth.
Gloss annals. Yep.
And then it's, "Defend our rights, forfend this nation's thrall." That was one of the other lines.
Wow. Well, with the whole glossy anal bit, I can understand why they'd want to revise it a few times.
Exactly. A glossy anus is no longer relevant. So in 2000 and
yourself.
In 1908, Collier's Weekly magazine held a competition to write some new lyrics because they were fed up of the anal version.
Right.
Mercy E. Powell McCulloch wrote a version that was, "O Canada, in praise thee we sing. From echoing hills our anthems proudly ring. Fertile plains and mountains grand." And there was a lot of God in there. "Lord God of hosts, we now implore, bless our dear land this day and evermore." Then there was another one which became popular on the West Coast.
So they immediately removed the anus part. Is that?
Well, but I don't know if people were still singing it, and people just kept coming out with new versions. So there was the West Coast version.
I think we should put the glossy anal back in. If we're revising things, right? Like, let's just, you know.
"Dear Justin, please help us with our new campaign, this worthwhile campaign, to put glossy, glossy anus back in the national anthem. Thank you."
No further explanation needed.
Yeah. But there was a person called Ewing Buchan who basically did another version that also said Buchan, I think. Buchan. Anyway, And this one is interesting because it kind of also ties in Britain and the Empire. So you can see why it's out of date now. So it's got, "O Canada, our heritage, our love, thy worthy we praise all the lands above, from sea to sea through their length, from pole to borderland. At Britain's side, whate'er betide, unflinchingly we'll stand with hearts and sing, God save the king." So it's very...
Flinchingly we'll stand?
Unflinchingly we'll stand.
Unflinchingly we'll
stand. Even if a wasp lands on their nose, they won't flinch.
Right.
So I guess officially God save the king / queen, depending on who died, was the anthem for a long time. On January the 31st, 1966, Lester B. Pearson, the Prime Minister, who's got an airport named after him, made an announcement in the House of Commons regarding the official status of O Canada to make it the official anthem.
When was this?
1966.
Wow.
So what they said was that God Save the Queen was the official anthem, and they wanted O Canada to become the anthem.
Well, how long was various versions of O Canada around before this?
Well, since the late 1800s.
Wow.
So it was Canada was still singing God Save the Queen. So it was kind of like, hey, we're a country now. Like, we're not part of the empire. Let's have our own song and not. And then do you know what they did? Rather than say, well, get rid of God Save the Queen, they turned it into Canada's royal national anthem, which isn't a thing, which just means they got rid of it.
Right. Yeah, I've never heard that before either.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
All stand for the national anthem and now the royal national anthem. I've never heard anybody say that
after
the anthem.
Never once.
No, exactly. Do you know what's weird? My kids know the anthem really well because they sing it in school all the time.
Yeah, I used to sing it in school. They still sing it, do they? Oh, cool. Oh,
they still sing it. Every morning they all stand at their desks and still do it.
So, I used to do that too. Yeah.
In Wales, we used to sing the Lord's Prayer every morning. There was no like anthem.
Oh, really? You didn't sing that amazing Welsh?
No, that was just for special occasions.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay. Yeah, anyway.
So your kids are getting really good at singing O Canada. That's awesome.
Yeah, they know it. It's great. Sometimes they just randomly sing it in the three of them, like a trio. It's great. Like a barbershop trio.
Do they also sing it in French?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
I think we were made to sing it.
They probably will learn it. Yeah, it'd be good if they could do both. So the federal government authorized a special committee which furthered Prime Minister Lester B. Pearson's suggestion, and there were debates and discussions, and the government bought the copyright to one of the versions of O Canada and the music composition for future amendments. So basically they were like, hey, we own this now. This is our anthem. Even though they started the process in the 60s, it wasn't until July the 1st, 1980, in a public ceremony that featured some of the descendants of the people who wrote the English version, that they proclaimed O Canada the official anthem of Canada.
Wow, I had no idea it was so late.
I know. That was 4 years before I was born, but I'm sure you were about 50 at that point. But.
Yeah, I'm very old. Thank you.
Like 92 or whatever. But anyway.
You count the rings under my eyes. That's how it
is. Holy hell. It's time for a special announcement.
So the anthem now as it stood then was, O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. But
it's so weird, like, because that's the version that I know off by heart. And to hear you rushingly speak it in a matter-of-fact tone was a first for me, so thank you for that.
Sorry, no problem at all. I will speak any anthem in a very rushed, matter-of-fact tone. Well, the thing is, I've got like four different anthems in my notes here. I'm not going to sing every single one. And I keep, you, for, you, I keep forgetting you, the tune without an accompanying track. I might forget
the
tune.
Well, you are living in Canada. How long have you been living in Canada for now?
3 years.
3 years. Have you ever once sung the Canadian national anthem?
I did on Canada Day.
You actually sung it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I needed to look at the words, but
I was going to get you to sing it on here for the first time. But if you already sang it, then you got out easy.
But yeah, yeah. But don't get me wrong. I couldn't sing you the Welsh national anthem. So Or God Save the Queen, or any other one, really. I know all the lyrics to one song, and that's Chocolate Salty Balls by Chef from South Park.
If you're going to know the words to one song, that would be the one.
It is the one. I can do that karaoke without needing to even look at the screen. But on January the 31st, 2018, legislation was enacted to change true patriot love in all thy sons command to true patriot love in all of us command for gender parity. But again, they didn't need to change the French version because they got it perfect the first time.
Right.
I imagine they'll probably still change it again.
Well, how many versions are there?
Well, I've lost count because there was the French version and like loads of different British ones about anuses, and then and then now this one that they tweaked. So there we go. That's the story of the Canadian national anthem, which I'm sure people probably knew about.
I didn't know any of that. I just heard about the recent. I guess it wasn't that recent. It was 2018.
Yeah. Do you know? I just remembered, and this is so stupid that song is actually at the beginning of every one of our episodes. I was just like,
you were saying you don't remember the tune.
I don't remember the tune. Every time I edit one of our episodes. Oh, good. Anyway, Jesse.
What did you think it was?
I just forgot we had a theme tune.
Just a nice little piece of music I found.
No, I knew it was the anthem. Canada. I just.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know when you hear something so many times, it just, yeah, anyway. I'm an idiot.
No, no, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so what is the call to action?
The call to action? Gosh. Okay. Well, we can bring it right back to the beginning of the episode and say the call to action is to donate money to the Highway of Tears.
Let me bring up the Highway of Tears commemorated and healing totem pole series.
Yeah. If you can't donate, then maybe send a tweet out and let other
people. Share it. Yeah. Share the GoFundMe. If you can't pay, share or something like that.
That's the official.
It's very important, very serious. So either search Highway of Tears sister totem poles on GoFundMe or like Google or your search engine of choice, or go to the link in our bio on our Instagram and it'll be at the top of our link tree for you to go and support.
Yeah, so that's nice. Yeah. This was a very pleasant episode talking about songs. That's just nice. It was lovely.
Just nice. Jesse's new podcast talking about songs.
It's a lot better than your podcast. Reese butchers every language, including his own. No, it wouldn't be better. No, yours would be way better.
Cool. So go and donate. Thanks for listening. If I got anything wrong,
you don't have to ask them to let us know. They'll let us know.
They'll let us know. If we got anything wrong,
they do. Man.
Just say thank you with a 1-star review and a horrible comment. That's what most people do.
You got it. Okay. So you've made two t-shirts out of two of our 1-star reviews. And I really, really wish Reese hadn't done this, because now I'm hoping that I'm thinking that this will encourage people to leave us 1-star reviews, hoping that it'll become a t-shirt in the future, this is it. This is our last, Reese, what have you done? You've opened up the floodgates, man. We're going to get like a ton of 1-star reviews for people hoping to become on t-shirts.
Hoping to become on t-shirts.
I'm good at English. Thank
you. If you're hoping to become on a t-shirt, then you don't have to send us a bad review. Just give us some ideas for t-shirts and we'll do them. We have been doing t-shirt by request.
We got an email from someone recently who said that they were excitedly, when they were like emailing us back and forth, they were in the middle of ordering our very bad podcast t-shirt, very excitedly awaiting those to show up. So see what you've done? They're now going to be advertising the fact that our podcast sucks, Reese.
Do I sound like I'm worried or that I care in any way? Because even if
never sound like you care.
Keep doing this. I don't care. We'll still keep doing this. So,
even if it's just you and I in a cave after the apocalypse with no microphones and just like couple of sea turtles for audience members.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's good. Fine. Yeah. Sea Turtles are good audience members. They don't heckle. So cool. Great. Well, everyone have a wonderful day, whatever day it is.
Yeah.
Or if it's the end of the day, have a wonderful day next or next day. Don't do anything stupid.
That's always good advice. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do clever things, no stupid things, and wash your hands and your face and your ass.
And don't forget to wash behind your ears, because for some reason that's important. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wash your ass. Yes.
Wash your ass.
Thank you, Reese. That's anyway. Reese is going to be known for anything. Is that he always told people?
Well, everyone's telling to wash your hands. I'm worried that people might forget to wash everything else.
Right.
They wash. Yeah. Don't forget to wash your hands. Wear a mask. Yeah. What about?
So their face and their hands are clean beyond
measure. Exactly.
The rest of their bodies are filthy, disgusting pigs.
Stinking ass.
Just horrifying.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So in this push, when you're washing your hands, don't be afraid to splash water somewhere else.
Just give a little splash. Just a splash. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got a bidet, if you're European and you've got a bidet, wonderful. Use it.
A bidet?
A bidet.
You call it a bidet?
You call it a bidet? It sounds like it sounds like the audio dropped out in the middle of the word. A bidet. Anyway, you go and wash your ass in a bidet. Do you know, when I was a kid, I went on holidays to Turkey, and the sewer systems there are so old you can't flush toilet paper. So what happens is you put the toilet paper in a bin next to the toilet, and you only flush the stuff down the toilet. So you have this horrible smelling bin in a hot country in the room that you need them to come and empty as often as possible.
What country is this again, Reese?
Let me Turkey.
Just write this down. Turkey. Thank you.
Turkey.
Okay. Not
wonderful country. Lovely people. Yeah, good food.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Also no copyright laws. So you can buy loads of cheap knockoff goods. I bought a Rolex when I was 14.
You mean a Rolex?
A Rolex. Yeah. And it was a pair of trainers called Rabax instead of Reeboks.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Exactly. So if you need me, I'll be have a great week. I'll be playing basketball in a new pair of Rabax high tops.
Thanks for sticking us in your ear holes. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're new to the channel, yes, we are this ridiculous, and Reese does not know how to speak the French language whatsoever. Please come back
and wash your ass.
Bye. Wash your ass. Bye.